A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. The Lord says this: A curse on the man who puts his trust in man, who relies on things of flesh, whose heart turns from the Lord. He is like dry scrub in the wastelands. If good comes, he has no eyes for it. He settles in the parched places of the wilderness, a salt land, uninhabited. A blessing on the man who puts his trust in the Lord, with the Lord for his hope. He is like a tree by the waterside that thrusts its roots to the stream. When the heat comes, it feels no alarm. Its foliage stays green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never ceases to bear fruit. The word of the Lord.
Happy the man who has placed his trust in the Lord. Happy the man who has placed his trust in the Lord. Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night. Happy the man who has placed his trust in the Lord. He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Happy the man who has placed his trust in the Lord. Not so are the wicked, not so, for they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom. Happy the man who has placed his trust in the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. If Christ raised from the dead is what has been preached, how can some of you be saying that there is no resurrection of the dead? For if the dead are not raised, Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, you are still in your sins. And what is more serious, all who have died in Christ have perished. If our hope in Christ has been for this life only, we are the most unfortunate of all people. But Christ has in fact been raised from the dead, the first fruits of all who have fallen asleep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stopped at a piece of level ground, where there was a large gathering of his disciples with a great crowd of people from all parts of Judea and from Jerusalem and from the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. They had all come to hear him and to be cured of their diseases. Then, fixing his eyes on his disciples, he said, "Happy are you who are poor, yours is the kingdom of God. Happy are you who are hungry now, you shall be satisfied. Happy you who weep now, you shall laugh. Happy are you when people hate you, drive you out, abuse you, denounce your name as criminal on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice when that day comes and dance for joy, for then your reward will be great in heaven. This was the way their ancestors treated the prophets. But alas for you who are rich, you are having your consolation now. Alas for you who have your fill now, you shall go hungry. Alas for you who laugh now, you shall mourn and weep. And alas for you when the world speaks well of you. This was the way the ancestors treated the false prophets. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be our Lord Jesus Christ.
Our dear friends, today's gospel teaches about true happiness. The gospel said about the Beatitudes. It says about who is blessed, why he is blessed. So the question and the answer are given. Actually, the biblical scholars, they agree in a common ground that this passage has been taught not in Hebrew, but in Aramaic. In the Aramaic language, after each blessedness, there is an exclamation. In our modern English language, it would be correctly say, congratulations. Congratulations to the poor. Oh, congratulations to the weeping. Congratulations to the hungry, persecuted, because your reward will be there. So practically it is a person-to-person dialogue. What does it mean, happiness? There was a very religious farmer lived. He lived a very happy life, spending most of the time taking care of his farm with the aid of his horse. One day he lost his horse. And the neighbors came to sympathize with him and said, "What a shame you are. You are a religious man and you lost your only one horse." The farmer replied, "Who knows? God knows." A week later, this lost horse returned with another horse. And the neighbors came to share his joy, and they all said, "What a blessing you are. You are a blessed man." Again the farmer said, "Who knows? God knows." One day, while riding the horse, his son fell down from the horse and broke his leg. Again the neighbors came with the sympathy, "What a shame you are. What a disgrace again." He said, "Who knows? God knows." A week later, a war broke out in their country. The king ordered all men over 18 years of age to join to the military. They freed his son because his broken leg. Once again, the neighbors rushed to his house and said, "What a blessing, such a blessing you are." And the father said, "Who knows? God knows." Dear friends, we do not know what happiness is because it is indefinable. Even in the pain, we can have happiness. God does not create us to be unhappy. He created us to be happy because Jesus came to the world that we might be happy and joy. But people quite often say, "I'd be happy if I'm you. I'd be happy if I'm in your place. I'd be happy if I would have married that girl." Be happy where we are. Because the Psalm 118 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made happy." That was the responsorial psalm we heard today. I had a chance to read a very good article by Dr. Harold Truffert. Actually, Harold Truffert is the director of the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. An article written by him, "The American Fairy Tale." It says 5 dangerous ideas we have about the meaning of happiness. The first, happiness is things. The more we accumulate and have, the happier we'll be. And the second, happiness is what we do. The more we produce and earn, the happier we will be. And the third, happiness is being the same as others. The more we are fashionable and conform with the times, the happier we'll be. And the fourth is, the happiness is mental health. The fewer problems we have and the more carefree we are, the happier we will be. And the fifth and the last one is communicating with electronic devices. The more we can communicate with the modern device, the happier we will be. But at last, the doctor Truffert says, these 5 myths about happiness are the cause of mental health problems today. If happiness cannot be found through these 5 myths, then where do we find it? Jesus very clearly gives the answer to this all happiness. In the Beatitudes today, reading the Luke, there is always, every day, there is something to put down in our life. People say, "I will be happy tomorrow when the weather would be very good." Actually, happiness is a choice, dear friends. Every day is a gift of God. It's our decision. When we make up, choose to be happy, because happiness is based on a purpose. When we wake up, we do not know the end of the day. We do not see the rest of the day. But we can decide what the day will be. We do not wait the day, but decorate the day with the faith in God. Tomorrow is Monday. If we decide tomorrow is Monday, going to be traffic, work, and everything, it will be a hard day. Then it will be automatically a hard day. Do not condition our mind. If we can change our conditioning, we can be victorious, happy. It's being said that there are more heart attacks on Monday than any other days. Because people decide already, it will be a stressful day. Happiness increases as well 10% on Friday and the weekends. Scripture does not say Friday is the day that the Lord had made. Scripture says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Enjoy and be glad. We decide. Faith is always now at present. We must keep on saying that we are the blessed person. Our family is the blessed one. My partner is the best one. My children are very best. Decide from morning. Every day morning, take a few time to decorate faith in God. Decide the rest of the day what we haven't seen and make happy. And just to the story ends, who knows? God knows. If everything into God's hands, let's be happy, dear friends. Amen.